Well, good morning. It is February 25th, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. I am live today from Harpersville, New York. Normally, I like to sit outside so you can see the scenery outside, but it is cold, very cold. And for those of you who know me, you know that I am very much, I don't know which one it is, but cold-blooded, warm-blooded. I can usually tolerate the cold pretty good, but it's pretty cold out there. So I'm going to stay inside today and read the Word today. And so that'll be a good thing. But yeah, I had a great week. But that said, I am looking forward to reading the Word with you today, live today. Which means that we're going to be picking up where we left off in Exodus chapter 8, Luke chapter 11. We're then going to read Job chapter 25 and 26. 25 is very, very short. And then we're going to finish out with 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So if you have your Bibles today, grab them. And let's get in the Word. Exodus chapter 8. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go to Pharaoh and say to him, 'This is what the Lord says: Let my people go, so that they may serve me. But if you refuse to let them go, behold, I am going to strike your entire territory with frogs. The Nile will swarm with frogs, which will come up and go into your house and into your bedroom and on your bed, and into the houses of your servants and on your people, and into your ovens and kneading bowls. And so the frogs will come up on you, your people, and all your servants.' And then the Lord said to Moses, 'Say to Aaron, extend your hand with your staff over the rivers, over the streams, and over the pools, and make frogs come up on the land of Egypt.' So Aaron extended his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. However, the soothsayer priests did the same with their secret arts, making frogs come up on the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, 'Plead with the Lord to remove the frogs from me and from my people, and then I will let the people go so that they may sacrifice to the Lord.' And Moses said to Pharaoh, 'The honor is yours to tell. When shall I plead for you and your servants and your people that the frogs be destroyed from you and your houses so that they be left only in the Nile?' Then he said, 'Tomorrow.' And so he said, 'May it be according to your word, so that you may know that there is no one like the Lord our God. The frogs will depart from you and your houses and from your servants and your people, and they will be left only in the Nile.' Then Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, and Moses cried out to the Lord concerning the frogs which he had inflicted upon Pharaoh. And the Lord did according to the words of Moses, and the frogs died out of the houses, the courtyards, and the fields. And so they piled them in heaps, and the land stank. But when Pharaoh saw that there was relief, he hardened his heart and did not listen to them, just as the Lord had said. Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Say to Aaron, extend your staff and strike the dust of the earth, so that it might turn into gnats through all the land of Egypt.' And so they did so. And Aaron extended his hand and his staff and struck the dust of the earth, and there were gnats on every person and animal. And all the dust of the earth turned into gnats through all the land of Egypt. The soothsayer priests tried with their secret arts to produce gnats, but they could not. And so there were gnats on every person and animal. Then the soothsayer priest said to the Pharaoh, 'This is the finger of God.' And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he did not listen to them, just as the Lord had said. Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Rise early in the morning and present yourself before Pharaoh as he comes out to the water, and say to him, "This is what the Lord says: Let my people go so that they may serve me. For if you are not going to let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies on you and on your servants and on your people and into your houses, and the houses of the Egyptians will be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground on which they live. But on that day I will set apart the land of Goshen, where my people are living, so that no swarms of flies will be there, in order that you may know that I, the Lord, am in the midst of the land. I will put a division between my people and your people. Tomorrow this sign will occur.' And then the Lord did so, and thick swarms of flies entered the house of Pharaoh and the houses of his servants, and the land was laid waste because of the swarms of flies in all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, 'Go, sacrifice to your God within the land.' And Moses said, 'It is not permissible for us to do so, because we will sacrifice to the Lord our God that which is an abomination to the Egyptians. If we sacrifice that which is an abomination to the Egyptians before their eyes, will they not stone us? We must go a 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God, just as he commands us. And Pharaoh said, I will let you go, so that they may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness. Only you shall not go very far away. Plead for me. And then Moses said, Behold, I am going to leave you, and I will plead with the Lord that the swarms of flies may depart from Pharaoh, from your servants, and from his people tomorrow. Only do not let Pharaoh deal deceitfully again in not letting the people go to sacrifice the Lord. And so Moses left Pharaoh and pleaded with the Lord. And the Lord did as Moses asked, and removed the swarms of flies from Pharaoh and his servants, and then from his people. Not one remained. But Pharaoh hardened his heart this time also, and he did not let the people go. That was Exodus chapter 8. Let's move on over to Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11 today. Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11, it happened that while Jesus was praying in a certain place, when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John also taught his disciples. And he said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves also forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and do not lead us into temptation. And he said to them, Suppose one of you has a friend and goes to him at midnight and says to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, because a friend of mine has come to me from a journey and I have nothing to serve him. And from inside he answers and says, Do not bother me. The door has already been shut and my children are in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, even if he will not get up and give him anything just because he is his friend, and yet because of his shamelessness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. And so I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Now, which one of you fathers will his son ask for a fish, and instead of a fish he will give him a snake? Or he will even ask for an egg, and his father will give him a scorpion? And so, if you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And he was casting out a mute demon. And when the demon had gone out, the man who was previously unable to speak talked, and the crowds were amazed. But some of them said, He casts out demons by Beelzebul, the ruler of the demons. And others, to test him, were demanding of him a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts, and said to them, Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and a house divided against itself falls. And if Satan also has been divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you claim that I cast out the demons by Beelzebul. And yet, if by Beelzebul I cast out demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? And therefore they will be your judges. But if I cast out the demons by the finger of God, and the kingdom of God has come upon you, when a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are secure. But when someone stronger than he attacks and overpowers him, that man takes away his armor on which he had relied and distributes his plunder. And the one who is not with me is against me, and the one who does not gather with me scatters. And when the unclean spirit comes out of any person, it passes through waterless places seeking rest and not finding any. It then says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when it comes, it finds it swept and put in order. And then it goes and brings along 7 other spirits, more evil than itself. And they come in and live there. And the last condition of the person becomes worse than the first. And while Jesus was saying these things, one of the women in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, Blessed is the womb that carried you, and the breasts at which you nursed. But he said, On the contrary, blessed are those who hear the word of God and follow it. Now as the crowds were increasing, he began to say, This generation is a wicked generation. Demands a sign, and so no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah. For just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise up with the men of this generation at the judgment and condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to listen to the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, something greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will stand up with this generation at the judgment and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, something greater than Jonah is here. No one lights a lamp and puts it away in a cellar, nor under a basket, but on a lampstand, so that those who enter in may see the light. Your eye is the lamp of your body, and when your eye is clear, your whole body also is full of light. But when it is bad, your body also is full of darkness. And so watch out that the light in you is not darkness. And therefore, if your whole body is full of light, without any dark part, it will be wholly illuminated, as when the lamp illuminates you with its light. Now, when he had spoken, a Pharisee asked him to have lunch with him, and he went in and reclined at his table. And when the Pharisee saw it, he was surprised that Jesus had not first ceremonially washed before the meal. But the Lord said to him, "Now you Pharisees clean the outside of the cup and of the dish, but your inside is full of greed and wickedness. You foolish ones, did he who made the outside not make the inside also? But give that which is within as a charitable gift, and then all things are clean for you. But woe to you Pharisees, for you pay tithes of mint, rue, and every kind of garden herb, and yet you ignore justice and the love of God. But these are the things that you should have done without neglecting the others. Woe to you Pharisees, for you love the seat of honor in the synagogues and personal greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you, for you are like unseen tombs, and the people who walk over them are unaware of it." And one of the lawyers said to him, "Teacher, when you say these things, you insult us too." But he said, "Woe to you lawyers as well, for you load people with burdens that are hard to hear, and while you yourselves will not even touch the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets, and it was your fathers who killed them. So you are witnesses, and you approve of the deeds of your fathers, because it was they who killed them, and you build their tomb. For this reason also the wisdom of God said, 'I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they will kill, and some they will persecute, so that the blood of the prophets shed since the foundation of the world will be charged against this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who was killed between the altar and the house of God. Yes, I tell you, it will be charged against this generation. Woe to you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourselves did not enter, and you hindered those who were entering.' And when he left the place, the scribes and the Pharisees began to be very hostile and interrogated him with many subjects, plotting against him to catch him in something that he might say." That was Luke chapter 11. Let's move on over to Job chapter 25 and 26 today. Job 25 and 26. Job 25. "Then Bildad the Shuhite responded, 'Dominion and awe belong to him who makes peace in the heights. Is there any number to his troops? And upon whom does his light not rise? How then can mankind be righteous with God? Or how can anyone who is born of woman be pure? If even the moon has no brightness, and the stars are not pure in his sight, how much less that maggot and a son of man, that worm?'" Job 26. "Then Job responded, 'What help are you to the weak? You have saved the arm without strength, and what advice you have given to one without wisdom? What helpful insight you have abundantly provided? To whom have you uttered words, and whose spirit was expressed through you? And the departed spirits are made to tremble under the waters and their inhabitants. Sheol is naked before him, and Abaddon has no covering. He stretches out the north over empty space and hangs the earth on nothing. He wraps up the waters in the clouds, and the cloud does not burst under them. He obscures the face of the full moon and spreads his cloud over it. He has inscribed a circle on the surface of the waters at the boundary of light and darkness. The pillars of heaven tremble and are amazed at his rebuke. With his power he quieted the sea, and by his understanding he shattered Rahab, and by his breath the heavens are cleared. His hand has pierced the fleeing serpent. Behold, these are the fringes of his ways, and how faint a word we hear of him. But his mighty thunder, who can understand?" That was Job chapter 25 and 26. Let's move on over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 for our final reading today. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. "Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be unaware. You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to the mute idols. However, you were led. And therefore I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God says, 'Jesus is accursed,' and no one can say, 'Jesus is Lord,' except by the Spirit. Now, there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are a variety of ministries, and the same Lord. There are a variety of effects, but the same God who works all things and all persons. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, and to another the word of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, and to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, and to another the effecting of miracles, and to another prophecy, and to another the distinguishing of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit work all these things, distributing to each one individually just as he wills. For just as the body is one, and yet has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slave or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. For the body is not one part, but many. If the foot says, "Because I am not a hand, I am not a part of the body," it is not this reason any less a part of the body. And if the ear says, "Because I am not an eye, I am not part of the body," it is not for this reason any less a part of the body. And if the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But now God has arranged the parts, each one of them, in the body, just as he desires. And if they were all one part, where would the body be? But now there are many parts, but one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you." Or again, the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." On the contrary, it is much truer that the parts of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary, and those parts of the body which we consider less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor, than our less presentable parts become much more presentable, whereas our more presentable parts have no need of it. But God has so composed the body, giving more abundant honor to that part which lacked, so that there may be no division in the body, but that the parts may have the same care for one another. And if one part of the body suffers, all the parts suffer with it. If a part is honored, all the parts rejoice with it. Now, you are Christ's body, and individually parts of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, administrations, and various kinds of tongues. All are not apostles, are they? All are not prophets, are they? All are not teachers, are they? All are not workers of miracles, are they? All do not have the gift of healing, do they? All do not speak with tongues, do they? All do not interpret, do they? But earnestly desire the greater gifts. And yet, I am going to show you a far better way. Well, that was our reading today for February 25th, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. It's good to be able to read God's Word with you today. Again, stick with it. This is, again, about developing that habit, about being in the Word every single day. And so before you know it, you'll have read through the whole Bible in the whole year, and that's a really cool accomplishment. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your goodness to us. I thank you so much for your grace. And Lord, I thank you so much for each one who has joined us online. Lord, I pray, God, that you bless them today. I pray, God, that you would give them all that they need. God, that you would use this word today in their hearts and lives. Apply it, God, and grow from it, Lord. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your privilege, the privilege of being able to read it and to be able to grow from it. And so, Lord, may you just use it in each one of our lives today, Lord, as we go our separate ways. We love you. And again, I pray for your blessing upon my brothers and sisters now in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Have a good one, everybody. Bye now.